welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman. This program addresses the topic surrounding the inerrancy and the preservation of the Bible. Bruce Musselman was a pastor, Bible teacher, and conference speaker for over 40 years. He went home to be with the Lord on May 15th of 2020. These classic editions of Where is God's Word represent Bruce at his best, sharing the timeless truths from the Bible. So let's join Bruce now for this classic edition of Where is God's Word?
I'm so glad you tune in today, and once again, the Lord has given us a beautiful, cool, wonderful day. Maybe heaven will be something like this, and the nice breeze is blowing, the temperature is wonderful, and the scenery is really beautiful because of all the rainfall. And so we thank the Lord for it. And this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And we're talking today from the Word of God. And of course, we're upholding the Word of God. That's what this program is all about. And so today I want to read from 1 Peter chapter 1. And it's statements made about the Word of God, of course, which apply to the authorized King James Bible. And we find it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, as the glory of man, as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, there's a number of statements here that are made by about the Word of God, which applies basically only to the authorized Bible. And so we want to talk about that today. Now, it says, first of all, that we're born again by the Word of God, which is incorruptible seed, not of corruptible seed. Now, Paul says there's many that corrupt the Word of God, but there will always be the true incorruptible seed. We know that the DNA in man is, as time goes by, it corrupts. They call it a mutation, and a mutation is always, it's like you drop a watch and you bust the time arms on the watch, and it's always, a mutation is always bad. But the word of and the DNA in man, after as time goes on, why people are more vulnerable towards sicknesses and different things like that, because the seed does corrupt. But the Bible has incorruptible seed. There will always be a true DNA there that is perfect and absolutely perfect. And we want to talk about that today. So it says the word of God is incorruptible seed, which liveth. Now, that's the second thing about it. It lives. It can reproduce itself. And so the corrupt translations coming from a corrupt text, they last about as long as the translators last, and then they disappear. And there's many of them that were promoted highly even about 30 years ago, and you never hardly even hear them mentioned anymore. But the true Word of God goes on, and that is the authorized King James Bible. It's not an accident, or it's not just a fluke that this thing goes on, because it is backed up by the power of God. And so while other translations come and go, God has given us the true Word of God, which is incorruptible seed, and it is alive. Now, something that is alive can reproduce itself. And for instance, the Bible says that Sarah's womb was dead, but by the supernatural power of God, God made that womb alive, and it could reproduce itself and bring forth a child, a supernaturally born child. And so the Bible is the living Word of God. Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they're life. In Hebrews, we see that it's talking about the Word of God, says it's sharper than a two-edged sword, but then it says that the Word of God foresees. And so it says that the Word of God actually sees what is going on. Everything in the world is visible in His sight. And so the Word of God is directly connected to the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows everything and sees everything. The Word of God is a living thing directly connected to Christ. And we see this, for instance, in the Gospel of John, why one place he says, if ye abide in me and I abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But then a little bit farther down, there's a parallelism there. Instead of Christ saying, if ye abide in me and I abide in you, he says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you. And so the words of the Bible are the very words of Christ. Christ dwells in our heart through his words. The Bible says in one place, if we receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. But another place it says, they that gladly received the word. And so the words of Christ are part of Christ. They are directly connected to him. And so Jesus says, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. We call that inspiration. And some people say, well, inspiration just stopped with the first writers. But inspiration is the life of God, and it continues on. And it is in the true words of God. The Bible says right here, the word of God liveth. It was alive when Jesus spoke it, but it is alive today. And so we need that spiritual life. And that's why you should be reading your word, the Bible, every day. You ought to have a time of Bible reading and prayer, which will transform you. Do you know they say today that a lot of people are sick because they're not getting enough of the true vitamins and minerals that the body needs through eating fruit and vegetables? And so there's a great emphasis on eating fruit and vegetables. They tell us that, for instance, broccoli and cauliflower, just those two things kill all kinds of cancers in the body. And one of the ways that a person could be healed is by eating fresh fruit and vegetables that they say that is uncooked, and it will either make a person a lot more healthy, or it will also, in many cases, heal different sicknesses, which are based on the deficiencies of vitamins and minerals. And so today, much of Christianity is sickly, but it would be healed by reading the living Word of God, the unvarnished, the unchanged true Word of God, which is found in the Authorized King James Bible. And if you believe it, you ought to read it. You know, the Bible says that the Word of God worketh effectually in you that believe it. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, it says that if you believe it's the Word of God, it'll work in you. It'll change your life. It'll give you peace. It'll give you joy. It'll give you spiritual strength. And I know that it's given me stability in my life by reading the Bible. And it'll if you read it, and you ought to read it systematically. Read each chapter two or three times a day. It's a simple way of studying the Bible. Read each chapter two or three times a day, and then read it systematically. You know, if you do not read the Bible systematically, I mean, read Matthew 1 and then read Matthew 2 and 3 and right on through and then go back and read it again, you can be convinced of a lie by somebody that's a good talker and takes the scripture out of context. You know, the devil quoted the scripture. And the reason that I had come to recognize the King James Bible is the Word of God, and millions of other people, the Holy Spirit shows us this through the Word of God, because there's many scripture verses here that would not apply to any other translation. And we have a text that's come down to us, and over 99% of the ancient Greek manuscripts back up this text. It's called the Received Text, starting, and it's also called the Antiochian Text, coming from the areas where the apostles wrote the New Testament. The corrupt text is called the Alexandrian. It comes from nothing of the Bible was written there except the so-called Septuagint, and that's a corrupt text. And the so-called Alexandrian group of manuscripts that are taught to preachers, just a handful of manuscripts, and they constantly disagree with one another. One of the common names that are used by textual historians for the Alexandrian manuscripts are the eclectic texts. That means that they are mix. They constantly disagree with one another. And we've said this many times, but sometimes you, in teaching, you want to repeat things that the Vatican and Sinaiticus Bible, so-called Bibles or counterfeit Bibles, which the modern ones are based on, which kick out Jesus. These two disagree with each other 3,000 words in the Gospels alone. So anyway, right here it says, the Word of God, the true Word of God, it liveth, it's a living thing, and it abideth forever. Now that abiding is a very important thing. And that is, the Christian has it because it abides, it's always there. You know, you could make a study of this thing, and Mrs. Riplinger, in awe of the Word, she wrote a book called In Awe of the Word. And in this book, she shows, in using the computer that you can use today and checking the ancient manuscripts, and they're found in libraries all over the world. For instance, the Gothic translation of Euphilus that came out in 350, those manuscripts, maybe it wasn't his copy, but it was copies of that going way back to the 4th or 5th century, are found in manuscripts around the world. And these manuscripts have the readings of the King James Bible in. And so all through the history of the English-speaking people, those readings were there. And I'm going to give an example of those readings after we take the break. And I guess we'll take the break a little bit early today because we have a number of things we want to talk about.
You're listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please contact us. Our email address is sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. And now let's return to more of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.
If you are interested in going to a good Bible-believing church that teaches the King James Bible and believes in the King James Bible, I could refer you to a church where you live. And there's thousands of churches worldwide that are Bible-believing churches in almost every country of the world. And they know where the true Word of God is. So we're making these announcements. Also, I have been a little bit slow because I've really been busy the last couple of weeks of sending out these papers. And the papers have 100 places where the names of Jesus have been left out, like Lord Jesus Christ and God, referring to Jesus. And there's 100 places where Jesus has been kicked out of his own Bible in just the New Testament. And we will send you a list of these for free. I'm paying for this out of my own pocket. And we want to spread the message. God has given us his Word, and people are using counterfeit Bibles. And so we will give you this, and we will show you also a history of the true Bibles and true text. And so we would be glad to give you that. Now, the number is 216-901-0933. That's the local number, 216-901-0933. The long distance is 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If you would like these, they're absolutely free, and you can just call into these numbers right now. And Eric is our good engineer, and he's ready to take your address, and we'll just send these out. So anyway, we gave a lot of announcements. Now we want to get back to this place where it says, the Word of God liveth and it abideth forever. That is, God's people will have it. And we're going to give you an example of this. Now it says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. That is, no matter how brilliant a person is, or how powerful they are, or how much money they have, they're all going to physically die, just like grass. They come and they go. All of us are like that, physically speaking. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Isn't that wonderful? God is preserving his word. He'll keep it forever. And it says it endureth forever. It abides forever. It endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, gospel preachers that preach that Jesus died for your sins, that he was the Son of God, he was buried and rose from the dead, down through the last 2,000 years, they've had the same text. It's a received text. And we can prove this. And if you're interested, this book called In Awe of the Words, 1,100-page book, and taking from documents in the libraries of the world, shows that the same text is there in that as in the Authorized King James Bible. The modern counterfeits do not come from the same source. And that's why we have this program. The Alexandrian and the Eclectic, it's called Eclectic, and that should be a dead giveaway. That means that as it was copied, people changed the Word of God as they went along, down through the ages. And so there's thousands of variations in that text. Somebody says, well, in the Authorized text, there's variations too. Well, they have updated the spelling and they've updated the printing. But the words are basically the same. Now, I want to give an example of this. It's found in the book of John in chapter 3. And Jesus is talking to Nicodemus here. And he is talking. And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou master of Israel? Knowest not these things. Verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now, this is a key verse right here. People say, well, how do you know what the future is? How do you know where you're going when you die? Well, nobody's been to heaven. Yes, Jesus has. As God, he's been to heaven. And he's ascended. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from him. So Jesus came down from heaven, and he told us all about himself. And it says, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now, he calls himself the Son of Man. He says, I came down from heaven, but I'm in heaven at the same time. Now, he was sitting there talking to Nicodemus. How could he say he was in heaven at the same time? Well, simply this, that God is everywhere in the universe. We use the word omnipresent. He is all present everywhere in the universe. And so the Bible says that Jesus says, I am in heaven at the same time. And it says this in the King James. Now, if you trace it back in the ancient English Bibles, it says, the modern versions have taken out which is in heaven. That is, they have grounded Jesus here. And they've taken stolen his deity and divinity. And you say, well, that's one place. Well, there's hundreds of places like this where they have attacked Jesus' deity. But when he says, even in heaven, he says, I'm in heaven now, and I'm also on the earth. That was found in the Geneva Bible that was brought over by the pilgrims, which is in heaven. It was found in the Bishop's Bible. It was found in Coverdale's Bible. It was found in Tyndale's Bible, it was found in Wycliffe's Bible, and Wycliffe's Bible came out in about 380. It was found in the Anglo-Saxon Bible in 1200, and it was found in the Gothic Bible all the way back. We know that it was printed as early as 335, and it may have been printed before that, which is in heaven. But the modern ones take it out. And so we're saying the Word of God abideth forever. We will have it. The Christian can go to it, believe in it, and trust it. Why? Because God said he would keep it. Now, Paul says there are many that corrupt the Word of God, so there's also corrupt translations that are out there. There's counterfeit translations. And I'll say what they are. The American Standard Version, the Revised Standard, the New American Standard Version, the New International Version. Based on the new ASV, based on 23rd edition of Nestle's Greek text, the 26th, the NIV is based on 26th edition. We could, they call it the King James Bible. Well, we could call it the Archbishop Carlos Montini version, because he was a leader in the committee that made up this fictitious text. But thank God we have the Word of God. And if you would like to get this copy, we're going to also be sending out the true text, and the false text will show back through history. True text being the Alexandria, received text, the Antioch text, the false one being the Alexandrian or the eclectic, that is the corrupt text. And I'll send this out to you for free. So all you have to do is just call in 901-0933. And God bless you. We're so glad that you could tune in today. We thank you that we read the Word of God. When you received it, Paul says, through the Holy Spirit, you received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God. And we thank God that He has given us His Word. We are in touch with the Creator of this universe. He loves us, and He has given us His wonderful Word. God bless you.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. We trust you've been challenged and encouraged by today's program. To receive a free handout listing the 100 verses in the New Testament where the names of Jesus have been eliminated in the modern versions, send your email request to bbteuclid@yahoo.com. That's bbteuclid@yahoo.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Bible Baptist Temple of Euclid. Pastor Andy Rusnacko and the congregation extend a cordial invitation for you to join them at their services. Sunday school is at 10:30, followed by morning worship at 11. The Sunday evening service is at 7, and the midweek prayer and Bible study is Wednesday at 7. Bible Baptist Temple is located at 1565 Chardon Road in Euclid. For complete ministry information, please visit online at BibleBaptistEuclid.com. That's BibleBaptistEuclid.com. Thank you for listening. This program is sponsored by the Bible Baptist Temple of Euclid, Ohio.